I wanted just to share something, just a short exhortation. I had listened to a sermon this week. It was actually just a prophetic word, and I have been diving into it, and I'll probably share more at another time, but I wanted just to encourage us with something. So let me read, if you want to just jot this down. It's Isaiah 61, 2 and 3. And I'm going to read it in the Passion. I am sent to announce a new season of Yahweh's grace and a time of God's recompense on his enemies, to comfort all who are in sorrow, to strengthen those crushed by despair who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful bouquet in the place of ashes, the oil of bliss instead of tears, and the mantle of joyous praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. Because of this, they will be known as mighty oaks of righteousness, planted by Yahweh as a living display of his glory. Some of you guys may know it better in another translation, just about exchanging beauty for ashes, right? And the garments of praise for the, instead of the spirit of heaviness. So in this prophetic word, it gripped me when I heard it. He said that in order to go to the next season, there had to be an exchange. There had to be an exchange, because that's what God did, and that's what the word is talking about. He's talking about an exchange, a changing of garments, of changing of clothes, right? A change in, it could be in any different ways. It could just be something so simple in our life that we need to throw off, to exchange for his garment, a different garment, as we enter into a different season. And if you notice, when I read in verse 2, it says Yahweh's grace. Well, we declared and believe that this is the year of grace, because that's what 5 stands for in our anniversary year. But what I wanted to exhort us in is that, to get to a different place in the spirit, in a different place of rest, a different place of encounter, there has to be an exchange of what we've been doing. What's the definition of sanity or insanity? Yes, doing the same thing, expecting different results, right? And so I felt like that kind of went along with what we were feeling, that, God, we are in a transition time. Well, the Lord is saying, okay, it's time to exchange those things. And the Passion really explains it well, that the spirit of heaviness can also be translated the spirit of failure. That's good, huh? The spirit of failure. And I was like, well, Jesus, yes, I'm ready to get rid of that mess, right? Feeling like sometimes I set my heart to do something and then just kind of tripping along the way and feeling the mess of the failing. And, we felt like the Lord was also saying it is not our job, and we are not to pursue to be enough. We're simply to pursue him, because he's what makes us enough. He's what makes us completely qualified. He exchanges our garments so that, the coming season, the new season, I'm clothed in what I need to be clothed in, that I can walk in a different season. All right, when he was talking about changing, needing to wash their clothes, and they went to Walmart and they did it, I was like, man, I'm glad they didn't have to wear those nasty clothes another day. I bet they would have been more willing to drive the 3 or 4 hours so they didn't have to. But exchanging those garments were good, were necessary. And I feel like that's what the Lord is saying, is like, exchange, throw off those things. And you know what? I don't think all of them are necessarily bad. I don't think the change that needs to happen are always bad. It's just sometimes we have to position ourselves differently. Every year I always ask the Lord for a birthday present. Because I know he celebrates me. Because he's the one who brought me into this world. Well, with the help of Mom, I guess. Thanks, Mom. She had a little bit to do with it. But I always ask him for a present. And I've asked him for the same present last year as I did this year. And the Lord spoke to me this morning and says, I couldn't give it to you last year because you were not in the proper position to receive it. So it was about timing, right? He was like, but now you are. So receive. That's good, yeah? Because there's been an exchange. There's been a change of garments. So anyway, that was my exhortation. I felt like the Lord, man, I feel like there's tons more with that. There's tons more with that that we could dig into personally and corporately. But anyway, I'm going to pray, all right? Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, that there is a time and season for everything, Jesus. And I thank you, God, that sometimes, Lord, our timing is not your timing. But God, I thank you for the grace and the mercy in knowing that, Jesus. And God, I thank you, Lord, that as we step into a new season, personally and corporately, God, I thank you for the exchange. I thank you for the change that you tweak and you bring into our life, God, and that you fully equip us for every season as we enter into it, God. I thank you that you do not equip us before time. Oh man, I thank you, Jesus, that saves us, that your timing saves us. Lord, I thank you for each person in this house, God. As they embrace the change of season, they embrace the change of garments, God. I thank you for the year of grace. I thank you, God, that every part of our lives, Lord, we will exude grace and favor, God, with man and, of course, with you, Jesus. I thank you that we shine that to the lost and to the saved, God. Lord, I thank you that you continue to stir in us a deeper desire for you, a deeper passion for you. Lord God, I thank you for today. I thank you, God, for the victories that you won in New Mexico, God. I thank you for connections. I thank you, God, that your hand is continuously moving and you are constantly doing things, even though we don't understand them or we don't always see them. We thank you, Jesus, and we rejoice in that. Bless everyone today, God, with more of you and more of your presence today. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you, God, for victory in this house. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys have an amazing week. We love you.